Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. I'm Joe, and this video is another in the series looking at the economic impact of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And in today's video, I'm going to look at the costs of war. So I'm going to evaluate exactly how much this conflict is costing Russia, so what they're investing into this military conflict, and then I'll look at the wider issues with regards to the impact on global trade, the impact on GDP, inflation, and then some other non-financial impacts, because the implications of this conflict will be far and long-reaching. They won't finish as soon as a peace settlement is agreed. There will be long-lasting effects from all of this. So before we get started, if I could ask you to give me a thumbs up at some point if you're enjoying the content of this video, and also to subscribe if you haven't done so already. And don't forget that I always include chapters in my videos, so if there's a section that you're not particularly interested in, it's really easy to skip over it and move on to the next. Calculating the exact cost of war is really difficult. Obviously, Russia are not providing us with any financial information. They're not publishing a table that updates us on how much they're spending every day. But I've managed to find some really interesting data from Consultancy EU, and this drills down into the estimated costs of this conflict per day. So if we have a look at this table, this provides an estimate of the actual costs to Russia of the conflict in the first 4 days. So this analysis has been broken down into six different identifiable sections. The top line is the jets that have been used by Russia. The next is the helicopters. Then we've got the artillery, the tanks, the armored vehicles, and then the human personnel. So the average cost of a fighter jet is $85 million. And in the first 100 hours of conflict, 29 of these jets were shot down by the Ukrainian defense. And you can see that the data for this has been taken from a variety of sources, including the Ukrainian Ministry of Defense, World Bank, Diagle, and a variety of other places. So the total cost of those 29 jets that were lost is $2.5 billion. An attack helicopter costs $14 million. 29 of those were also taken down at a total cost of $408 million. Heavy artillery costs around $1.5 million per piece, and 75 of those were taken out at a total cost of $117 million. A tank costs $2.4 million, and 191 tanks were destroyed in the first 4 days at a total cost of $452 million. Armored vehicles come in at just under $1 million each, and 816 of those were destroyed at a total cost of $800 million. Now, the cost of the human personnel is a bit more complicated. The consultants have made an estimate of the average gross value generated by each worker over the course of their life. So this is essentially looking at what value each of those people would have added to the Russian economy over the course of their life after this military conflict had ended. It was estimated that 5,300 Russian soldiers died in the first 100 hours of conflict. And the lost GDP relating to all of those individuals equates to $2.75 billion. So looking at all of these factors, the sum total of the costs for the first 100 hours of this conflict was around $7 billion. So that would equate to around about $1.7 billion per day. However, this only takes account of the actual cost of the machinery and the individuals that were lost in the conflict. The cost of war is a lot greater than just the people and the equipment involved. Organizing a war requires a massive amount of mobilization. There's a huge amount of logistics, personnel, planning, ammunition, fuel, food, and so much more. If you've seen the images in the press over the last few weeks, you'll have seen a convoy of tanks that was miles and miles long. Now, all of those tanks have people within them, and all of those tanks require fuel. So you need a supply chain of fuel and food and other equipment that is being constantly supplied backwards and forwards to all of those tanks. You need a lot of people in planning. You need a lot of people everywhere. So the actual cost per day of this war is significantly greater than $1.7 billion. And the researchers from Consulting EU have estimated that the total cost of this war for Russia is likely to exceed $20 billion per day. The National Institute of Economic and Social Research in the UK have undertaken a study to estimate the economic costs of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. One of the areas that they focused in on their research was the cost of refugees who leave an area where conflict is occurring. And so far in this conflict, we have seen over 2.8 million people leave Ukraine. When refugees flee a conflict, they generally just have the clothes on their back and some personal possessions, and they arrive in a country with nothing. The country that receives these refugees will have to find them somewhere to live, and then they will have to provide them with some food. And going forward, the country will need to provide financial support and jobs and health insurance and lots of other things that you need just for a basic existence. Now, clearly, there is a cash cost that is associated with all of this support. In 2017, the OECD calculated that the initial one-year cost of an asylum seeker was around 10,000 euros, so just over $10,000. Now that just relates to the initial one-year cost. There are actually ongoing costs beyond year one. So this is a big problem because 2.8 million people costing $10,000 each would equate to over $28 billion. And clearly, as this conflict continues, there will be more refugees turning up in all of the countries around Europe. And as Ukraine has a population of 44 million, we could easily see 4 or 5 million refugees being displaced from the country. So the total economic cost of these refugees could easily reach $50 billion in the next 12 months. The financial cost of this war in terms of lost GDP is probably the biggest concerning factor of all. If I firstly talk about Russia, in 2021, the Russian economy grew 4.7% and had total GDP of around $1.7 trillion. So Russia was doing very well before this crisis started. What we've seen over the last few weeks is that the Russian ruble has crashed in terms of its value. We've seen a huge deterioration against the value of the dollar. And we've seen a whole lot of countries from around the world who are trading partners with Russia deciding that they no longer want to deal with any of the companies in Russia, and nobody wants to deal with them in the international finance markets. Now, all of these things are going to have a detrimental impact on the Russian economy in 2022 and beyond. It's very difficult to put a firm figure on the actual amount of damage that Russia are causing right now because we don't know how long this conflict will go on for, how long the sanctions will be in place for. But all of the economists are now expecting GDP to fall in 2022 in Russia, and the estimates range between 7% fall and 15% fall. And those figures are higher than the 1998 financial crash in Russia, which followed on from the last time that Russia defaulted on its debt obligations, which caused a deep recession in Russia. So it's extremely likely that this conflict will result in a recession in Russia and could even be a deep depression. The conflict will also have a negative impact on global GDP. There's a number of factors that will cause that. Firstly, we're seeing a big increase in the cost of a variety of items, such as oil, natural gas, food products, and metals that are produced by Russia, just to name a few. In addition to these increase in prices, we will also see a reduction in trade because Russia imports goods from all countries around the world. This table shows the breakdown of Russian imports by country for 2020. And you can see that after China, the biggest trade partners are Germany, United States, Italy, France, South Korea, Japan, Turkey, Kazakhstan, Poland, Vietnam. So the majority of those countries will be impacted because they've now entered into sanctions and no longer are doing trade with Russia. Now, the current estimates in terms of the impact on global GDP are that we could see a reduction of around 0.5% in 2022 and a full percentage fall in 2023. And a full percentage fall would equate to a loss of $1 trillion of GDP. And if we have a look at the forecast in terms of the split by countries, we can see that there's a disproportionate impact on all of the countries who've entered into sanctions against Russia. The immediate economic impact that we have seen all across the globe is an increase in prices. The price of oil and natural gas and wheat and palladium and nickel and various other precious metals have all spiked over the last few weeks. And these prices are expected to stay high for the rest of 2022. As the Western world turns its back on Russia and decides that it no longer wants to buy these goods, then it will need to find alternative supply sources. And the global supply chain takes time to be able to put everything into place. So in the short to medium term, it is very likely that we will see sustained high prices for all of these different raw materials. And those high prices will have a direct impact into inflation all across the globe. It's estimated that we will see almost 3 percentage points added to the cost of inflation in 2022 and close to 2% added in 2023. And this table shows the breakdown of that in terms of individual country levels. So we can see that the USA is looking at around about 2.5 percentage points added to inflation this year and almost 1% in 2023. For the UK, it's closer to 2% for 2022 and over 1.5% in 2023. But once again, you can see that in 2022, the biggest impact will be on Russia. In addition to the direct costs of war, there are also a number of other factors that have long-lasting impact. With any conflict, there will always be casualties and long-term injuries. And the long-term health costs associated with all of the soldiers who come back who need care, and it's difficult to put a firm figure onto the long-term care costs of all of the people who are casualties of this war. And of course, it's not just the physical injuries, it's also the mental injuries. So a lot of soldiers who return from conflict have mental health problems, and there are lots of costs associated to that. But it's not just the soldiers who we have to think about here. For every family that loses somebody in a conflict, there are mental health costs and issues relating to that. It causes damaging long-term impact on people's general happiness and mental health. And all of these things have a cost to society. Very difficult to put a firm figure onto it, but it has a damaging impact. Ukraine and Russia have been long-term neighbours, and many families have relatives in both countries. And this sort of conflict really puts a lot of strain and pressure on those longer-term relationships. So I just wanted to mention a few of these other factors because I'm talking about the costs of war, and of course, not all of the costs of war are purely financial. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, the purpose of this video really was to try to give you an understanding and a flavour as to how much war costs. And it's difficult to put an exact figure on it because nobody publishes any data. We don't get a report at the end of the war from Russia saying this is exactly how much we spent, everybody. We have to make some educated guesses. So the consultancy firms that I've referenced today have been doing a lot of work trying to filtrate down the actual costs. And we can see that the estimated cost to Russia is around $20 billion per day. Now, so far, this conflict has been going on for over 20 days. So that would equate to a total cost of around $400 billion so far directly invested by Russia. However, it doesn't look like this conflict is going to end anytime soon. There are quite a few similarities between this conflict and the conflict that Russia entered into in Chechnya in 1994. And that conflict lasted for 640 days. At a cost of $20 billion per day, if the current crisis was to run for 50 days, it would cost Russia $1 trillion. And if it goes on for 100 days, then the cost of $2 trillion would be more than the entire GDP of Russia for 2021. And if it lasts for a year, then the total cost would be in excess of $7 trillion. So those figures are quite sobering. I think this shows the reality of what this is costing for Russia and the damaging impact that it's going to have on the Russian economy over the long term. And it's not just Russia that is going to suffer at the end of this conflict. It's currently estimated that the negative impact on GDP for 2022 will be around about $1 trillion. However, that assumes that we see a resolution to this conflict and that it's ended at some point in the near future. If this conflict carries on for a number of months, then the global cost is likely to rise. We've already seen large price increases in a variety of essential raw materials all across the world, And as we're now sitting with extremely high levels of inflation in many countries, it is very likely that this conflict could be the trigger point that pushes a variety of economies into recession during 2022. So the bottom line here is that Russia are not just destroying value in their own country, they're also destroying value and the economies in other countries around the world. So once again, I don't have any good news to bring you. There simply isn't any good news coming out of the Russia-Ukraine conflict. It's all bad news. It's all negative. It's all damaging to the global economy and global growth and global trade. So I'll keep you posted on any further news and developments as and when I see them. If you've liked what I've said today in terms of the structure and the information, maybe not the actual content, but the detail that I've given you, then please give me a thumbs up. And don't forget to subscribe if you'd like to see more videos like this.